We're discussing the nationwide nursing shortage here in the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, it projects that the U.S. will need to fill nearly 176,000 registered nurse positions, RNs, on average each year through 2029. So with our aging population, the need for nurses was growing significantly even before the pandemic set in. Are you a nurse or taking coursework to go into the profession? Tell us about your experience. Have you worked in nursing for decades? How has your work changed and what keeps you inspired? Share at 800-642-1234. Gina Denick-Champion is CEO for the Wisconsin Nurses Association, representing our state's 90,000 registered nurses. She's been an RN for more than 40 years. Gina, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you.
Well, we've been hearing about the nursing shortage for years now. What is behind it? What's driving this shortage?
So this year, this time, I obviously is going to be a lot different than what we were even imagining probably a year ago prior to COVID. We have an aging nursing population. So just like the rest of us, you know, the baby boomers, we will be probably more on the receiving end of nursing care than providing the care. Mm. We do have nurses that are entering the profession, and that's very exciting and very reassuring. But I do know, and what I've been hearing is that COVID has, you know, really taken, really impacted nurses and their ability to continue to deliver care.
How difficult is it being a nurse in this pandemic? What is it like?
So what I would like to say that I don't think there is one nurse that is not feeling the impact. Oftentimes, and I think our hearts as nurses go out to those nurses that are working directly on the units that are caring for those COVID patients. We're also seeing individuals who did not and keep up with meeting with their, you know, their healthcare practitioner, their NP or their physician, and really delayed their care. So that is another whole subset of patients that are in our, you know, our acute care hospitals right now. Although they don't have COVID, they are, what we're finding is they have multiple system issues because of their chronic conditions. That is also just as, you know, I would say exhausting work. Again, these folks don't really have the family member that can be with them all the time. So we also have those expectations, as do nurses. We feel that's our responsibility to keep the family member informed and also do whatever we can to help support that patient.
Not to mention the stresses of putting on and taking off all of the PPE that goes into this and the careful putting it on to make sure that they are protected.
You know, I think that's a daily stressor. And I think, you know, way back a year ago, just getting the PPE, making sure we have enough, and then making sure that, you know, that the mask that you're wearing do fit. That's what OSHA talks about, the fit test, so that it really is sealing, providing the level of fit that it needs to. Not to mention all the other, you know, certainly the coverings that go across the rest of our body and shoes and the other sorts of respirators. That alone, but I think that somewhat become routine. But at the same time, it is always about taking, you know, them taking care of themselves, the nurses, but also not wanting to expose anybody to any other COVID or other sorts of infections that a nurse may have.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Gina Denick-Champion, who's CEO of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. She's been an RN for more than 40 years, and we're looking at the state of the nursing shortage and what it is like to nurse amid this pandemic. Have you been impacted by the nursing shortage? Is it hard for you to schedule an appointment or a medical procedure? Are you a nurse? What have you noticed in these times? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Gina, how bad is the shortage here in Wisconsin? What do the numbers look like?
So I can tell you that, you know, Wisconsin prior to COVID, you know, the 2020 sort of data and numbers that were crunched in terms of what do we need. At that point in time, we were looking for about 3,000 more registered nurses. Although that was probably higher than that, but that's what the sort of the data was showing at the time. But I think we all saw in terms of when COVID, the surge really hit Wisconsin and our Wisconsin workplaces, that we did not have enough nurses. And it required nurses that were exposed to COVID, were homesick. Some really could not come back or came back very slowly just because of the impact of the virus on the individual nurse. Nurses needing to be in quarantine because of another family member. The hospitals and our other systems were looking at that as well. We also were seeing that nurses, as a result, needing to work additional shifts back to back. Wisconsin did everything they could to really try and bring in additional nurses into Wisconsin through the governor's executive order. Mm-hmm. But it was certainly a tough time for everyone. And I think that those nurses were probably running on adrenaline. But, you know, after a while, the adrenaline starts to leave. You can't keep up at that, you know, that level of energy. And what we're seeing now is the impact of that. The nurses are very fatigued, feeling very challenged. But the shortage itself shows what I'm thinking, what we could be experiencing in the very near future if we, you know, don't pay attention to what we need in the future.
Let's bring in Jim now in Green Bay with thoughts on nurses. Jim, hi. What would you like to add?
First, I want to thank Jean for all that she's doing and thank all nurses for all that they're doing. My wife is not practicing nursing right now, but she had been a nurse in she's an RNBSN, and she's been in various clinical settings and hospitals and family care offices. I think pre-pandemic even, nurses were becoming overly stressed. As I looked at friends of my wife especially, just by the expectation of patients and time management and time to do what they were called to do. I don't think anybody goes into nursing to make a lot of money, that's for sure. But I think the nursing situation as far as stressors was present even pre-pandemic. Mm. And as someone who's in a helping profession, I noticed that as I've interacted with people that I know who are physicians, nurses,
yeah,
and people who practice the arts of healing.
Jim, thank you so much for sharing your experience and what you think is going on in this profession. Gina, what does burnout look like and what are the stresses?
First of all, I want to say thank you, Jim, and please thank your wife for all that she's doing, even not being practicing as a nurse. Once a nurse, always a nurse. So for all I know, the neighborhood probably is using her a lot, but the pre-COVID, you are right, Jim. Nurses were feeling it at that point in time, as were physicians. And this certainly came as a blow. I think COVID was something new and really required, you know, whatever nurses could do. Nurses out of retirement came in to do what can I do to help. And, you know, we just rose to the occasions as nurses do. But the burnout is real. We hear about it on, you know, the sort of the social media pieces that I pay attention to. And they're exhausted. They are, you know, it's not just having to be in the work environment for maybe the shifts that they're working, but they're also having to come back home and take care of their family and their, you know, maybe their family, other family members. Also, I think just like everybody else, nurses are tired.
Let's pause there as we discuss nursing with Gina Denick-Champion, CEO of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. Are you a nurse? What is your work environment? Have you suffered from burnout in your profession or struggled to cover all the additional shifts? How many hours a day are you on your feet? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show as we take a closer look at the nursing shortage and what can be done about it. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A survey by Nurse Grid published in January found a sharp rise in nurses expressing concerns about burnout and their mental health. More than 60% said they were most concerned about burnout in December compared to only 25% in April. Why did you decide to be a nurse? How do you handle the stress of the job? Do you have enough nurses to carry the patient load, or are you frequently asked to work more shifts? And what do you do? 800-642-1234. Gina Denick-Champion is CEO of the Wisconsin Nurses Association with us for 10 more minutes. Let's bring in another call now. Tom is joining us from Madison. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. I have a nurse and a doctor in the family, and I also have several friends who are in healthcare. And one thing I wish had never happened was Act 10, because basically the nurses at UW and other sections of the healthcare industry all lost their ability to collective bargain. And I think that was really pulling the rug out from underneath our people on the front lines.
Thank you, Tom, for bringing that. Gina, what is the status of labor unions in nursing and healthcare here in Wisconsin?
I would say that, as Tom was saying, that those nurses that were previously had collective bargaining, that is no longer. There are just a very few hospital settings where they are still have a union contract with the hospital in that particular case. But and what we're seeing is, you know, nurses continue to be fatigued. What I've seen in, you know, those states where nurses are covered, you know, have a union contract, have a union that's representing them, I would say that those nurses are feeling COVID as probably the nurses here in Wisconsin. I mean, we are in an emergency situation here in the U.S. As well as Wisconsin.
Without a union contract, do you find that the work of being a lobbyist is even more pressing?
So yes, WNA, we do lobby on behalf of the nurses. We look to see what the issues are, regardless of whether they're a member of WNA or not. And we do pay attention to those things when we're looking at legislation that is being proposed. Mm-hmm. We've talked about, you know, what sort of other benefits can nurses receive as a result of COVID. But again, not sure whatever each individual hospital system is providing or giving nurses in terms of their appreciation for all that they're doing. I think the biggest piece that can happen, or what we really do need as nurses, is for individuals to just, you know, really pay attention to, you know, masking and social distancing and, you know, getting their vaccine, so that that can at least take away some of that pressure. However, as we said before, pre-COVID, the expectations of what nurses were you know, in terms of the care that they were providing. The acute care was certainly acute. Ambulatory care or clinics, day surgeries, are, you know, the care delivery has certainly changed to more of the one-day surgery, the clinic care, the movement to more of the hospital and the long-term care. So nurses are working and continue to work in a variety of settings to really avoid those costly hospitalizations.
We're talking with Gina Denick-Champion, who's CEO of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. She's been an RN for more than 40 years. Mark is with us from Eau Claire. Mark, hi. I understand you're a nursing student.
Good morning. I am a nursing student. I have my associate degree in nursing, my two-year nursing, and my job is requiring me to get my four-year nursing degree. And it's certainly adding to the stress of the current situation.
So where are you at in the process of going from your RN to your BSN, I would assume that is?
It's an accelerated online program. So I have three or four classes that I have about a month to finish up.
Okay, and so you are not only working full-time, but you're also getting this degree as well.
Correct. And then coming home, and the kids are always home due to COVID. They're virtual.
So that, I would imagine, is remarkable stress.
Yeah, it's been a challenge, for sure.
Yeah. Gina, let us look here at the student base and bringing more students in, making sure that they are able to keep moving in their career. What is that like?
So obviously our nursing education programs and the nurses themselves, certainly the pre-licensed nurses, you know, obviously were not allowed to come into the acute care setting or a lot of settings just because of COVID. So they had to move from a, you know, in-person to online simulation, which, you know, simulation these days is amazing. And I think that the evidence shows that those nurses are getting a good education, but certainly not like the hands-on that we would all love to see them. However, they are back into clinical settings. And I think everyone is delighted that they're back into those settings. But we do need to increase the supply of our nurses. We've got, again, as baby boomers, we're seeing that of the 57,000 registered nurses currently providing direct care, more than half plan in retiring in less than 9 years. So that, you know, should create a pause.
That's very sobering. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Linda now in Eau Claire. Linda, you're UW Eau Claire's College of Nursing Dean.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and kudos to Gina, president of our Wisconsin Nursing Association. She's been doing a phenomenal job advocating for nurses, in particular during our COVID scenarios. But as she and I both know, that we cannot help, the academic settings cannot help the nurse supply in the workforce until we address the nursing faculty shortage. And right now in Wisconsin, we turn away over 500 qualified nursing students because we have a nursing faculty shortage. As Gina mentioned, within the next 5 years, we are looking at 250 of our nursing faculty retiring. And it goes up to 58% of all across Wisconsin, two-year programs, four-year programs, graduate programs, LPN programs. We're seeing a huge exit, and I am finding it's been accelerated because of COVID. Not only is there burnout in the practicing nurses, but there is intense burnout with faculty as well. So I celebrate Mark, who's on the call, continuing his education, but it's challenging. We need to be able to fund students to get through quickly so they can get to the workforce and help
get to
out.
The floor. Linda, thank you so much. Gina, final last words there on the faculty shortage.
It's real and it's scary. We're concerned. We're actually doing a Nurses Day of Action tomorrow to really bring legislators' attention to how we need to grow our nurse faculty. So that's on the faculty side of it. And I know we're running out of time, but if I could, I know as we get back to burnout, is I really encourage all nurses to start taking care of themselves. It's hard to want to, you know, get up and do a little exercise or to eat something healthier, to get some mindfulness in. But really, once you start, and it can become a habit for you, and it is what you need to
right now.
Really
yeah. Get through. Gina, thank you for joining us. Gina Denick-Champion, CEO of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. News update is next on the Ideas Network.